Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 404 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. 404. Did you hear that? How many of those cases were in Lagos? 356. It's getting worse. Whether you're vaccinated or not, keep taking your precautions. Don't go out unless you can't avoid going out. And when you do go out, wear your mask, maintain your distance from people, wash and sanitize your hands as frequently as you can. Let's keep ourselves safe. Let's keep each other safe. Second hard fact of the day, the number of council seats that the opposition parties won in Saturday's local government poll in Lagos are two. So the PDP, People's Democratic Party, got a seat in Ward G, Yaba LCDA, while the Young Progressive Party got one in Ward D of Orilia Agege LCDA. The All Progressives Congress won all the remaining 375 councillorships, 37 LCDA chairs, and 20 LGA chairs. Almost a clean sweep for the APC. Third hard fact of the day, 21 billion. That's how much different government ministries owe EKEDC in electricity bills. Now, the DISCO is pleading with the Senate to step in to help them collect that debt. They're saying that it's affecting their budget and it's making it difficult for them to upgrade their equipment and their infrastructure. 21 billion naira. No be being so. Let's see if the Senate actually intervenes. I'm really curious to see which ministries, which departments and which agencies are owing this money. Because at the same time, I'm also wondering how come EKEDC did not give them prepaid meters? Shebi, if those MDAs were on prepaid, they wouldn't have been owing a co-disco now. They wouldn't have a way to, if you don't load the thing, you no go load. Okay, we dey wait. Fourth hard fact of the day, voter registration is still ongoing. Go to cvr.inecnigeria.org to get registered today. CVR as in Charlie Victor River dot inecnigeria.org as in Orange River Gulf. So far, 1 million Nigerians have registered on that portal since it opened. 1 million Nigerians. And let me tell you something. If you think, votes don't count, it's unimportant, it won't matter one way or the other people think differently. That's why you have some people representing you in the Senate, in the House of Reps, who voted no to the possibility of INEC determining for itself where they can do electronic transmission of results.
I vote capital no to any amendment proposed by Senator Afa Mbassi on the electronic transmission of voting. Thank you.
That particular one there is Senator Adeola representing Lagos West in the Senate. So we can do more than 1 million, I tell you. 1 million. I love that number, by the way. Maybe it's because that's how many of you listen to Hard Facts. And 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, right? I have a great show starting with the big three. Let's talk about the CBN banning the sale of Forex to BDCs. Then let's talk about the US providing military support to Nigeria. And then we're going to talk about Nnamdi Kanu's lawyer saying that his client has not been allowed to ask the UK High Commission for consular services. Today's Wednesday, so we're going to bring you the glass ceiling. And on the glass ceiling, we're going to talk about the idea of women as breadwinners. It's a conversation we started over 2 weeks ago. There are more and more families where the wife makes more money than the husband, or where the wife is the only one who's working, or the only one who's working steadily. So I want to talk, I want us to move the conversation from, well, what are your issues with women as breadwinners, to what are some solutions? How do we get to the point where most people in the society see it as no big deal, right? Then 5 o'clock, we'll bring you Balogun and Broad. On Balogun and Broad, I'm going to give you a 2-for-1, two topics. First of all, we'll talk about the Forex ban. We'll talk some more about the Forex ban. It's our business show, so we have to take one of the biggest business news stories from this week on Balogun and Broad, right? So for that particular story, I'll be talking to Bemisola Alonge from Stairs Business. Then after that, we'll talk about people's cars and other cargo getting vandalized and stolen at the ports or in transit. I'm sure you've seen that video that Speed Darlington put out. Is he right in that video? Do you think that video is for clout, or is that something that actually happens quite a bit? 5 p.m. we'll have that conversation, because I want to know, how does it happen? How often does it happen? Has it happened to you? What can be done to prevent it? Is it even preventable? So 5:30, that's when we'll have that conversation. Of course, headlines will come your way, business, sports, all of that every hour on the hour. But right now, let's get into the big three. I'm super stoked. This is
the big three. On the Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
What will be the effects of the ban on forex sales to BDCs? What will be the effects of the ban on forex sales to BDCs? Will America's help ensure that the armed forces can end insurgency? And will Nnamdi Kanu be granted access to his lawyers? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. The central bank has banned the sale of forex exchange to any licensed bureau de change. And that's our first story. The bank has also suspended the granting of licenses to new BDCs. Most Nigerians who buy foreign exchange get it from the BDCs, right? That's why over the last decade and a half, the CBN has let that industry work. But not anymore. According to Godwin Emefiele, the CBN governor says that BDC operators are greedy and that they are charging obscene, unacceptable levels of profit. According to him, the CBN sells Forex to BDCs at the official rate and stipulates for them how much money they can charge on top. But instead, Emefiele says that the BDCs now turn around and hike the prices. And he's saying, not on my watch. So no more Forex for any BDC, any, and no more new BDCs. So how will Nigerians get Forex? That's a big question on your mind, Abby. Well, Emefiele says that the banks will continue to provide for the legitimate use of Nigerians, end quote. I wonder what he means by legitimate use. I don't know. Hopefully, we're going to find out by 5 o'clock on Balogun and Broad. That's because I'll be having Stairs Business on the show to talk us through this Forex ban, tell us the reasons for it, the possible outcomes, all the background and context about the Forex business ecosystem. So don't miss out. It's in less than 2 hours from now. Yeah, but looking at it from a straightforward angle, how do you think that this sudden ban will affect supply and demand of dollars, for example? Because here's the thing. If the banks were able to supply the entire demand that Nigerians have for Forex, would the BDCs have been in business to begin with? Did the BDCs not pop up because there was a serious bottleneck when it came to getting Forex from the banks? So now that the BDCs are about to lose their supply, will the banks be able to pick up the slack? If they are, won't that lead to a shortage of Forex and a very high demand? And if that happens, won't that lead to the Naira falling against the dollar and other currencies? And isn't that one of the outcomes that the CBN has been trying to avoid? What do you think, Lagos? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Like I said, we're going to get into deeper detail by 5 o'clock when Gbemi Solalonge from Steers Business will be here. But right now, tell me what you think the immediate impact of this ban on the Forex market will be. What pressures, if any, will this put on the Naira? Dr. Gabriel is my first caller. Dr. Gabriel is in Bagada. Hello, doctor. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, welcome.
Okay. There is something basically wrong with Nigerians.
Okay.
I'm sorry if anybody feels insulted, but whichever situation we are given, we abuse it. I was terribly scandalized yesterday when somebody was telling me authoritatively that a certain man has a breed of change, the wife has one, the three children have one each. And he mentioned another person and said he has so and so. If these things were done modestly and not out of greed, we wouldn't be in a situation whereby the central bank has wielded the big stick. People say that it is due to foolishness that a house fly will follow a dead body into the grave and then they pour sand and cover both of them. So, and then they are given a directive. I mean, I'm talking from, I won't say inside information. I have had interactions with them.
Okay.
I know how much margin they are supposed to make. But they don't do that. What do? You have all the malams collecting from them and then selling to the public at an exorbitant rate. You go to do the change to get Forex, and they will rather direct you to a friend who happens to be a malam standing by the roadside. And they say they don't have, their own is exhausted. But that's the person they have sold to. And you go there and pay through your nose. So I'm not sure we will suffer, but I don't have much sympathy for the system.
Okay. Now, before you go, I have to ask, if some BDC operators are abusing the program, is the answer to ban the entire industry?
No, they are not banned.
Well, if you ban sale of Forex to them, they're technically banned.
But there are some countries, like somebody pointed out, South Africa, for example, Forex is not sold to BDCs, yet they survive.
Okay. And you think that we can survive?
Well, the point is the number. But let me tell you, a few years ago, there were only 70 plus. Now there are 5,000 plus. Don't you think that something is amiss?
Okay. All right.
Something is amiss.
All right, Dr. Gabriel, thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts on the subject. Ezekiel Inekpe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Fine. Sandra, we used to be blamed for every form of irregularity in an institution or in a government. Because now, look at what I'm just giving, just by a digress.
Okay.
The federal government denied that they never have any issue of banning the Twitter, but the source of it was blocked. Can you see that? That's the same claim the CBN also is doing. By the time they are being sued now, they will say that they did not make a ban. And meanwhile, it is publicly declared. Now, just look at it now. Look at what is the aim and objective of this. Okay, is it the proliferation of these below the chain people that we have all about that brings about this issue of sanction that is going to actually have adverse effect on even our economy?
Okay.
Now, for me, what I just believe in is this. All of these indices is pointing to something. And by the time the gold is pushed to the wall, by the time the citizens have nothing else, I think we know what to do. Have a nice time, Sandra.
You too. Thank you so much, Ezekiel, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Sandra, how are you doing? My name is Meg.
Hi, Meg. Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, this BDC issue, I don't know how old you were then, but I'm sure you remember that Sanusi had said many years ago that you can sit at your backyard and become a billionaire from selling FX. And that's what it is. Like the second to the last caller said, you go to the BDC to buy, to look for FX. They never have. They never have because they've sold every... Sandra, there was a time those people were collecting $40,000 every week. Some people have 10 BDC licenses. Some have 6. Some have 3. Some have 8. So if you have 8 BDC multiplied by 40,000, they now reduce their weekly allocation to 10,000 to 20,000 a week. And again, what the CBN wants to achieve is not being achieved. The naira is still skyrocketing. The naira is still falling as against the dollar. Okay. So something needs to be done. In other countries, do their central banks finance what is it called? BDC operation. They don't. The BDCs source for money. They use $1 or $2 to sell, 3 or 4 CDs to sell. Why is our only hope? The CBN gives BDC, Sandra, dollars at 390 naira. They cross over and sell it at 502. Who does that? And somebody says they don't know. I want them to ban it permanently. Let us put hard work into the things that we do. People have become billionaires from just selling FX. That's the truth. The truth has to be said. I engaged a friend of mine last week who has a BDC and wanted to buy money. And she said she doesn't have. I should go to the Malam. So the money that they get from the CBN, who do they offload it to? To the people who sell at the black market. So the high time we deal with this issue is going to cost us something. But my worry, between you and I, Sandra, my worry is whether this thing will last. Because truth be said, some of the operatives, some of the regulators, they have BDCs. They do have BDCs. And they have been beneficiaries from this ugly situation. So if we can weather it out, I think we'll be better for it. That's my honest contribution. Thank you very much.
Meg, thank you so much for calling. Now, the big question on my mind, and perhaps somebody will be able to answer that question for me, is why has the CBN not been able to checkmate these abuses on a case-by-case basis? Because it's the same problem we had with banning imports of rice, right? If some people are abusing it, is the answer to ban the entire system? Because if you restrict, if you cut off the entire industry from Forex from the CBN, you've basically cut them off from Forex supply. So is that the answer? Now, Dr. Gabriel mentioned South Africa, right, at not having BDCs. But in South Africa, banks all over South Africa sell Forex. The government doesn't restrict access to Forex in South Africa. The government does in Nigeria. You heard Emefiele say, the legitimate use of Nigerians. The banks will continue providing for, quote, the legitimate use of Nigerians. What does that mean exactly? Now, like I said, we're going to get into more detail on this particular story at 5 o'clock with a financial journalist. Her name is Gbemisola Alonge. She's from Steers Business, so she'll be joining us. But the big question we all have to ask is, why has the CBN not been able to checkmate these abuses on a case-by-case basis? I'll take one call and then we'll go off on a break. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Prince Wires, calling from Amuodoku.
All right, Prince Wires, welcome. Turn off your radio.
Thank you. God bless you. I'm doing that. You see, the latest system by the CBN, yesterday I was asking, can this system for Nigeria? Can the bank send dollars to the people, to the commoner? That should be a question, because as of now, if we allow bankers to operate this, they will only say they are preferred customer. Can me and you go there for dollar? Can we get it? Is that go to black market? That's a big question. And I'm seeing something. As it is now, maybe right dollar will fall more as it is now. And the best thing to do by CBN right now is for them to revalue the naira by changing the color. That's what I'm expecting. But this latest system, let's wait and see. But for me, I asked a lot of people today, many have complained that it won't work. But let's wait and see. That's what I am now.
Prince Wires, thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts. We've got Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You can still talk to us about the first story, but let me bring you our second story, where the U.S. military is partnering with the Nigerian Armed Forces to help end extremism and insurgency. That's our third story. We heard this directly from Kathleen Fitzgibbon. She's the chargée d'affaires of the U.S. Embassy. But by the way, the Super Tucanos have finally arrived. Let me tell you that. I'm sure you've heard about these attack planes over and over and over. I've mentioned it on this show a number of times, I think. And they're supposed to help our Air Force battle the insurgents more efficiently. The Americans sold them to us, these Super Tucanos, and they've arrived. And Fitzgibbon went to inspect them with the Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Oladayo Amao. And that's when she now talked about the partnership. She said, quote, beyond the new hardware that you see on this runway, this program has brought our two militaries closer in formal training, professional development, airbase construction, logistics planning, and negotiations. We're proud to partner Nigeria in its approach to end violent extremism and ensure a more stable, prosperous country for all Nigerians, end quote. That's Kathleen Fitzgibbon speaking there. So she's saying that America is doing more for Nigeria than selling us planes, that they want to build air bases so that our Air Force can launch shorter attacks and have quicker responses. They want to train more of our military personnel. They also want to assist with logistics and supply chain management. If you remember in the past, we've heard lots of stories about logistics disrupting the military's warfighting capability. So that's one of the things America is hoping that this partnership can help us fix. So what I want to know is if you think the American partnership will yield great results. It's sounding like a bit of good news in the counterinsurgency, but I want to know what you think. Do you think the indirect American assistance will be enough to help the Nigerian armed forces stamp out insurgency and other insecurity issues? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. There's WhatsApp, of course, 080-959-75805. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orelegum.
Welcome.
You see, my take this afternoon is that it's possible for these people to help us, but the first thing they are going to deal with is this tribal sentiment. You know, to fight insurgency, we must put aside this tribal sentiment that those people doing that havoc, they are from my side. So we must tamper
justice with mercy. We must treat them somehow. You understand me now? But when these people come in, they will, if they can do away with our tribal sentiments, they are going to help us. Together we will conquer this war. Then concerning that of the change issue mm-hmm. with central bank, mm-hmm. you see, the problem we have in this country are regulatory bodies. They are the major problems. You see, central bank can set up a regulatory body to monitor the activities of these people. Even those in that team of monitoring, they become overnight millionaires. Come and see what is happening in Lagos State here. You will be shocked. They will create an agency to monitor some abnormalities going on in the state. Those people are created, they will not turn to millionaire overnight because they become a threat. Can't you see what is even happening with all the agencies that have been created? Are they not supposed to be the one to oversee the activities of these people? Now they are banning it completely. You are going to see the adverse effect on the economy. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
All right, Pastor Ladikpo, thank you very much. I love this BDC topic because it has you divided. Some people are very for it. Some people are very against it. I love when that happens. 99.3, hello.
Hello, my sister. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's your name?
I want to remain anonymous because I need to build the channel project.
Uh-huh. Welcome. Thank you.
I don't want my boss to hear my voice and accusing them.
Okay.
They are very, very selfish, very greedy. I'm telling you really.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm into it 100%.
You're into BDC?
I know. Yes.
How long have you been in the business?
Almost 8-9 years.
Okay. All right. And you say your bosses are greedy?
I'm telling you, but that was why I want to remain anonymous. Mm. I don't want to...
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't mind that you're anonymous. Tell me how they are greedy. Tell me why you say
you
that.
You know, I know how much the official is giving. I know. Then I know how much they sell out to customers.
Can you tell us how much they get it for and how much they sell to customers?
I don't want to go on.
You are anonymous now.
No, my sister, people may know my voice, and eventually I will
be in trouble
for that.
Mm.
Exactly. But I hope, as you said, this is not the solution.
Okay.
The citizens should have done something regular. I'll raise somebody who will be monitoring the prices. Mm-hmm. That would be the best. Instead of buying all things like that. That is my sister.
Okay.
I wish all the best. May Almighty God be with us. Let the Sibian think to us. Let us continue get what we eat.
Okay.
I hope Sibian should have introduced other measures of instead of banning the whole thing entirely. Mm-hmm. Something also be So
as somebody, so hold on before you go, yes, please, yes. Before you go. So yes. As somebody in the industry, what you think, while you agree that there's a lot of greed in the industry and there's a lot of sharp practices going on, what CBN needs to do is not ban access to Forex to you guys, but instead, go ahead, you want to say something?
Even if there's some agencies been appointed to monitor the prices, the same thing is going to be done. Those who have been appointed to get something done, they'll be bribed.
Mm.
There's going to be an avenue for them to get something.
So what's the solution?
Solution is this. We should keep on. Let CBN allow us to continue purchasing the dollar from the bank and put regulation. That is it. Probably to... They introduce a form. If you want to buy forex, you have to introduce it. You have to bring the form where it's taking to whatever. That is it. I don't know. They just stop it. Even some senior directors, they have BDC. I'm telling you that to my sister.
Mm.
Some senators have.
Mm.
Because I'm into this business 100%. Thank you very much, my sister.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Now, if he's right and we have all these powerful people who have BDCs, do you think that this move that CBN has made will last? Will it last? Will it be effective? Will it even be implemented? Knowing how power is often wielded in Nigeria, is this a lost cause? Is this just gra-gra? So that's one question. The second question is, what else could the CBN have done instead of banned access to Forex by the BDCs? What else could the CBN have done? Because, I don't know, I feel like we have to move beyond blanket bans. We have to. 99.3, hello. 99.3.
Yeah, People's President, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Meg. He reminds us of what Sanisu said, the former CBN governor. I listened to him then. Sandra, you remember when they say this government... So, some BDCs are supplying dollars to these bandits and Boko Haram and all this stuff. They have their names. They will publish their name. They will shame them. Also, today we didn't hear anything.
They did. They published their names.
Why not withdraw the license of those set of people than to ban the general BDC? Like that last caller who said he's into that business. I know one or two people. If you want to sell dollar to them, they get it from you for very cheap rate. If you go back to the same person, you need that dollar, you will see the price they will call for you. I know people who have about 3-4 licenses, but they are children. Their children are not even in Nigeria, but they use their name, they get all these things, they smile to the bank. The moment they get it, they call one of these two allergies, they go and drop those money with them. So for CBN, I don't think that total ban is it. Your monitoring team, monitor those people as well, who will check these people who are doing one of these funny things. Then for the Americans, at least for now, please. Not the one that will come and say, oh, these people, they are not doing what they're supposed to do, and they leave. I want to beg them, for now, let them be sincere with us. And for those sympathizers within the ministry, within our security agents, who are sympathizing with this bandit, to stop. Like the president said, these are their people, they are killing their people. Yeah, they are defending them. And enough is there. So I want to beg those supervisors to stop. And the American government, for once, please now, they should not go back. Oh, these people did not go, the instruction they give to them. No, please, for once, let them try and stop this thing. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. We've got more people who are trying to reach us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Auntie Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon, ma. It's Comrade Diketku from Otafam, a.k.a. Koboko Man.
Welcome, Koboko Man.
I greet and I bless the soul of Prince Wyas from Amuwa Odosun.
Okay.
What he said is where I'm going. If you stop this Burito Chem people, what of the bank staff? What of the assistant directors in Central Bank? Don't they have BDC? Are they not going to hold these dollars? Because of this issue, that's why 100 companies have sold that into order in daughter estates. And I don't know how many have sold in Abara, in Kirikiri, in Ilupeju, where I have worked before. So I want them to regulate it. So some people are telling you, say, let them leave them for now. No, as they have given this instruction, let them continue. But they can still reverse it if it's not working. Are you understand what I'm saying? Hello?
I'm hearing you. Uh-huh. I'm understanding.
So what I'm trying to say is, not that any time where government or any central body gives law, people will be saying, it will not work. Let us practice it first. Let us wait whether it will work or not. Buri, the change are killing people. They are closing businesses. And Sandra, nobody say when I go sit down for that island, and I know you come out. Make you come out and make an account company where they shut down because of this issue you are discussing. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Come, are you going to eat more than 20,000? Are you going to spend more than 5 hours? Are we host you? Come, and we count one by one. Mm. As a national union of critical comrades, and we count 100 companies that are shut down in those estates because of one of the issues we are talking about now. So let us start with what they said. Now, if it's not working, they can still reverse. But remember, it's closing bridge chain, what of bank staff that will hold the dollars and sell it in the higher price. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling us. You know, another question I have on my mind is access to this Forex. Do you think that restricting BDC's access to Forex will stop the Naira from falling? I mean, supply and demand, Okwaya. If you reduce supply and demand, if you reduce supply and demand remains the same, the price will rise. So are we not about to see a big rise in the dollar rate? These are the things on my mind. Is there no way for the CBN to be able to checkmate these abuses on a case-by-case basis? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Wally.
Hi, Wally. Welcome.
Okay. A lot of people have called and have listened to their reaction. But as someone who is into the business, I can really explain. Now, you buy, example, a car for, or you're giving a car for $4 million, mm-hmm. and you're about to sell it, mm-hmm. and somebody says, oh, I'll give you 4.5. You're like, oh, that's good. While you're about to do the transaction, another person calls you and says, oh, I'll pay you 4.7.
Mm.
You're like, wow, this is really interesting. Then you tell the guy 4.5, I'm no more selling. He says, oh, how much? He said 4.8, and he's ready to pay.
Mm.
How the business is. It's not that they're greedy. It's the demand. And a lot of people don't understand the basic economics of demand and supply. They just say, oh, it's because they are greedy. They are selling for higher price. When you are giving something and there's no demand, everybody will reduce their price just to get a better sales time.
Mm-hmm.
And then CPN has done something which they're trying to do for, like, if you bid today on a Monday, you pay money, you pick money tomorrow on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they make sure that on that same Tuesday or Wednesday morning, mm-hmm. before 10,
mm-hmm.
you should have paid again for a bid for Thursday. So you have to sell. That's what they're trying to do, so you don't hoard the money.
Mm.
But it still isn't not working because the demand is more than what is available.
Right.
Somebody says something like they keep selling to their bookies. That is not true.
Okay.
We have the island market. We have the Aspanda market. You know, we have people that are buying things from China.
Right
now, as you are getting the money on the, let's say, a Thursday morning,
mm-hmm.
you have somebody telling you that, oh, you've just gotten 10,000.
Mm.
And somebody telling you that, I want to buy 200,000.
Mm.
He's ready to mop it up. So you have like 20 BDCs. You understand that he's going to mop up that money. He doesn't even need to get to the Apple keys or anything.
Okay.
He's selling off.
Okay.
So the thing is this. In Lagos, we have about 3,000 licensed BDCs that we have in Ibadan and the north as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the issue that for me is they are not enough. People don't understand. Now, they want to give it to the bank. If they give a bank, like, say, 200,000 to sell,
mm-hmm.
it's going to spread it amongst its branches.
Hmm.
So by the time you get there, you wouldn't get enough. So the price is going to go up. That is just the truth.
Now, I want to talk to you some more, and we're going to do this at 5 o'clock. Is it possible to have you wait so we can get your number and call you back at 5? Would you be free at 5?
Okay, I should be free.
Uh-huh. So we'll give you a call at 5 so that we can talk about this some more and I'll get more details from you. Wally, yes?
Yes.
So just hold on, please. We're going to retrieve your call and get your number from you. Thank you so much. Esther, if you're listening, please retrieve this call and, you know, get his number for us so that we can give him a call at 5 o'clock. Can you please run down for me? Thank you. And make sure Esther is there or somebody's there who can retrieve the call. All right. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I don't know. They're not doing it just yet. So can I find out if your number ends with 265?
No,
it doesn't. All right. So please, you just have to wait a little bit so that we can get that sorted. All right. Let's go to Facebook where we have a few comments. Chukwubike Ekwe says, I pity the American soldiers already unless they won't be physically present. The level of conspiracy and betrayal, in fact, racketeering involved in this insurgency is overwhelming. The American soldiers are the same people that will work in the far north. Okay. All right. I'm not going to take the rest of that comment, but thank you very much for sending it across. Let's take a look at WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. And on WhatsApp, we have a comment here from... all right. No, that's not for my show, so we can't take a look at that just yet. But yes, open... close, shut, whatever you want to, just make sure that everyone residing in Nigeria who needs foreign currency in moderation should be made available. for not just the Dangotes or the Mike Adenugas or the Tony Elumelus, the Jim Obvious and the likes, including some big foreign business houses who are paddy-paddy with your guy on the seat. Ask any economist, they'll tell you that the current CBN governor has lost the plot. That is if he ever had it to begin with. I wonder what their agenda is. All right, I'm hoping that my tech guys have been able to retrieve this call and gotten Wally's number. I don't know. Everyone, if you're listening, please get me Wally's number. I don't know where everyone is at the moment. I'm still seeing that his call is here and it hasn't been gotten just yet. So, Kemi, if you're listening, Chisom, if you're listening, run around and get this done for me. Thank you very much. Let's bring you our final story, Lagos. Our third story takes us to the east. We have an update on the Nnamdi Kanu case. One of his lawyers, Ifeanyi Ejiofor, says that he's going to try to see Kanu tomorrow since he was denied access to him in court. He said, quote, given the fact that our client, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, was not produced in court yesterday and serious safety concerns being entertained by all and sundry, and more especially in keeping in line with subsisting court orders that directed for specific visiting hours and days, may I respectfully put the world on notice and millions of our supporters that I'll be personally visiting our client Mazi Nnamdi Kanu on Thursday, July 29, 2021, end quote. Now, do you think that Ifeanyi Ejiofor will be allowed to see Nnamdi Kanu tomorrow? That's my first question, Lagos. Last week, I told you that the British High Commission said that they are on standby to give Kanu consular services because Kanu is a British citizen, right? Now, another one of his lawyers, Aloy Ejimakor, says that the SSS has refused to let Kanu fill the request form to get those consular services. He also said Kanu has another law firm in the UK and they're working on getting the government there to take stronger steps to get Kanu consular services. He thinks based on the Omaru Diko precedent, the UK is going to get involved. Do you remember that Diko was a Nigerian with UK residency? He didn't have citizenship. He was a resident in the UK. And when the military government of then Major General Buhari tried to take him from the UK, the government over there got very upset and they penalized Nigeria. Do you remember? So it's going to be very interesting to see whether Ejimakor is correct. It's also going to be interesting to see if Ejiofor will be allowed to see their client tomorrow or if the doors will be closed on him. So we'll keep our eye on that story and see how it pans out. And speaking of closed doors, the army allegedly shut down two markets in Imo State, allegedly over Nnamdi Kanu. I'm talking about the timber market and the building materials market, both in Orlo. According to the Punch, some of the traders on Monday closed their shops in solidarity with Kanu during his hearing. But now the traders say that the army came in on Tuesday and stopped them from entering the market. Allegedly, the soldiers told them that since they're supporting Kanu and IPOB, the shops should remain shut. The Punch spoke to Emmanuel Igbebulim, the chairman of the building materials market, and he says that they're still trying to resolve the issue. But the army spokesman for the 34 Artillery Brigade Command said that he's not aware of this matter. So we'll be looking into this story. We'll be paying attention to it and see how it pans out. In the meantime, Lagos, what do you think about this SSS and Kanu situation? Do you think they'll let the lawyers see Kanu? Do you think they'll let him officially request for consular services from the UK High Commission? And yes, what do you think about the market in Orlo being closed? 0700-993-993-993. Looks like we still have Wally on the line and his call hasn't been retrieved. Wally, please hold on. So let me do it myself, all right? Okay. Can you hear me, Wally? All right, looks like it's finally been retrieved now. Thank you very much to everybody who did that. Let's go back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Hello? How are you? What's your name?
My name is John.
Hi, John. Welcome.
Yeah. What I know is that Nigerians are playing double standard.
Okay.
Business, you know, let me start from our low side. I have the right to open my shop whenever I want. And those guys are not violating any Nigerian law for sitting at home or not going anywhere because they support Nnamdi Kanu. They believe in Nnamdi Kanu. Secondly, I don't see the reason why they will not allow the lawyer to see his client tomorrow. In fact, I don't know what is going on with this country. We should understand the law. The law, I'm not a lawyer, but at the same time, we should understand how things done in the civilized society. Why are we doing this? We're not in a military era where things is done anyhow. You can just take law into your hand. It's not done anywhere. No wonder people are detected for their own country. Why is it so like that to me when it has to do with Igbos? And what are you telling the Igbos to do? You are telling us more, oh, we can go to hell. That's exactly what the body language is telling them. They can go to hell. It's not done anywhere. It's not done anywhere. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling, John. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Bikunle from Lucky Five by Korodo.
Welcome, Bikunle.
Now, did you try as much as possible or any investigative journalist there to hear from the side of the DSS? Because what you said is the lawyer to Nnamdi Kanu said, we didn't hear from the other side and we are commenting on one side.
Hmm.
Did you at all?
Okay. So because we didn't hear from their side, you think he's lying?
No, I'm not saying you are lying. But you should balance. This is media. You should balance it.
Okay.
That is what I'm trying to say. Because did
the SSS produce Kanu in court?
Oh, you said they denied him from seeing the lawyer.
Did they produce him in court?
Oh, my God. You answer my question. That is what I'm quoting you.
Right.
I'm quoting you. You should have done that so that we have two sides. Then from there, we make our comment.
Now, if they didn't produce him in court,
yes,
and they did
so
not give us
Hold on.
If they didn't produce him in court, which was
okay.
Their duty,
okay.
And if they produced him in court, his lawyers would have had access to him in court. So, with that particular one, you have no response for me. But I should answer you when you say to me, oh, why didn't you ask DSS? Why didn't produce him? Why didn't allow the lawyer access to their client?
I think they gave a reason.
Oh, SSS gave a reason?
Of course.
What was their reason?
You are a journalist. You should know.
You asserted, you prove.
They gave a reason.
If you assert, you prove. What was their reason?
You are telling me you didn't know. They gave a reason.
What was their reason?
The
you reason know. You know. You know. Tell me the reason.
Oh, my God.
But you know
what
now, Ibikunle. Shebi, you
know,
say you know the reason, so tell me the reason.
I don't want to go through that route today, Sandra.
Well, I hope Ibikunle can call back. Sorry about that interruption there. We did have to go on that break, but I hope he does call back, and I hope that he can supply us with SSS's reasons for not producing Kanu in court. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, great. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question, Sandra. Let's imagine that these guys, the market people, decided that in support of Kanu, they will now dash all their goods to the generality of the public.
Okay.
That is, empty their shop, throw the gates open, like they say.
Okay.
Will they be arrested like that?
Okay.
I mean, will the army come and clamp down on them because they decided to dash there? They are at liberty. That's what we're saying.
Mm.
They are at liberty to do what they want to do.
Okay.
As far as they are operating within the ambit of the law. You see, our law enforcement, you saw the 9-year-old yesterday, the suspected arsonist in Abuja. Mm. You heard that somebody was already offering to give her a dirty slap. A few days ago, I said this, that our law enforcement agents don't know, they're just a cheap and pathetic bunch. They don't know how to do their jobs. You just find them dipping their feet, their dirty feet all over the place, without working with any global standard. It's a shame. And let me say this, for those who think that they are supporting these people, it's just because it's not you yet. By the time these people come knocking, you find out that there's nowhere to go.
Thank you.
All right, Alex. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take a phone. Okay, no, hold on. Let me go to WhatsApp before WhatsApp will kill me. On WhatsApp, CBN should simply create an automated central processing platform for trading Forex. Both commercial banks and BDCs will only sell Forex to businesses and individuals through the online platform. This way, the sale price of Forex can be effectively controlled by the CBN using an automatic online calculator. This platform only needs to be backed with legislation, and violators who sell Forex off the platform will be prosecuted or simply penalized by withdrawing their license. All right, thank you very much. Sandra, why are you keeping this Ibikunle long? Please cut him off. What kind of blind argument is he bringing up? Oh, come on. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. Sandra, please tell Ibikunle to stop. Okay. La, 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 la. Jude Anyanwu says, Sandra, I'm proud of the way you made the last caller's assertion look ordinary because he could not substantiate it. It would be interesting if Ifeanyi Ejiofor is allowed to see Nnamdi Kanu, but the chances are very, very remote, knowing fully well that this administration is not a respecter of rule of law. Jude Anyanwu, thanks for your message. Sandra, I think it's best to allow Forex people, because the amount allowed in the bank is so small, that is why people are patronizing BDC. It's part of the mistake in this country. It is done no anywhere without proper monitoring. Those who want to continue are making much out of it. It is not our money, so there's no way CBN can satisfy all of us, but you can wait for it. That is, what is $5,000? Honey, I think you sent that message too quickly, and so like you didn't reread it again. But thank you very much. Buyer from Ikeja, Sandra, please let me know this. Okay, no, please. Come on, you people. Now, wow. Let's take a break. We'll bring you business news. Don't go away.
99.3. 99.3. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.